From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. A former St. Louis County employee claims in a lawsuit that he was fired after standing up to a top elected official who later pleaded guilty to a pay-to-play scheme. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Robert Jenkins alleges in a lawsuit that he got in trouble when he raised concerns about the design of a bill establishing standards for inclusion of women and minority-owned businesses in contracts. Jenkins alleges that the bill was designed to make it easier for then-county executive Steve Stanger to serve up no-bid contracts to his political donors. Jenkins previously directed an office that awards contracts. He is seeking damages for lost wages, emotional distress, and attorney's fees in the lawsuit he filed in August. A lawyer for the county largely denied Jenkins' claims in a response filed last month. Bass Pro Shops says nearly 120 jobs at its Cabela's operation in Sidney, Nebraska, will be relocated to Bass Pro Shops headquarters in Springfield, Missouri. The company announced yesterday that employees who choose not to move to Springfield will be offered severance and outplacement aid. A company spokesperson says the relocation is, quote, consistent with the company's long-term commitment to efficiently provide the highest level of service. It's not clear how many jobs will remain in Sidney. A news release shared today didn't address the issue, and the company didn't immediately respond to the Associated Press's questions. Cabela's once employed around 2,000 people in Sidney before it was bought by Bass Pro Shops. A prosecutor says a University of Missouri student is the prime suspect in the disappearance of his Chinese wife. The Columbia Missourian reports that Boone County Chief Prosecutor Dan Knight described Joseph Ellidge as a, quote, jealous, controlling, manipulative psychopath, while arguing yesterday that he should remain jailed on a $500,000 bond on a child abuse charge. Ellidge hasn't been charged in the disappearance of his 28-year-old wife, Mengxi G. Ellidge, who was reported missing 4 weeks ago. They have a 1-year-old daughter together. The defense, meanwhile, argued that Joseph Ellidge's bond should be reduced, and the judge did not immediately rule. An employee of a Kansas City-area restaurant chain alleges in a lawsuit that he was forced out after telling a manager that he had been diagnosed with HIV. The Kansas City Star reports that Armando Gutierrez filed the lawsuit Tuesday in federal court. It says he had been working as a server for a year at the Big Biscuit restaurant in Overland Park, Kansas, when he approached a manager because he needed proof that he didn't have employer-provided health insurance to be eligible for a state program that helps people with HIV. The next day, Gutierrez was informed that he was being transferred and his schedule was changing, and the lawsuit says he protested the schedule change and was fired. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.